Mirandela?
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we are ready to start. This is a deeper Zohar class on the Parsha of Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary. We are in section 20. Section 20, Pasuk 179. And I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bit Hilu, Urchimud, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimud. Le'achda, L'shem, Yodhe, Bavate, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Elohino, Elena Maseya, Deno Penane, Elena Maseya, Deno Penanehu. Pasuk 179. Avram yashav be'eretz Kana'an v'yita beka be'atra dim hem nuta uminda achmata l'yita beka b'ma'areya v'lot yashav be'are ha'kikar v'ye'echal ad sedom Iminun chayavin v'almadin v'aku Migoy mehem nuta diktiv v'anshei sedom ra'in v'chatayim v'ashem v'od Kol chad itperash v'archeya itkayot Kach zakain inun chavrayayo Kemishtadle Beoraita Yemama Veleoya Bechavruta Dilhom Bekud Shabrihu Via Laihu Kiti Viatem Padvekim Vahashem Elohekechem Chaim Kuchem Hayom. The translation. The land of Canaan is the secret of the Nukva, and it is written, Avram dwelt in the land of Canaan in order to cleave to the place of the faith, which is the secret of the Nukva, and to attain knowledge about the wisdom of his master. Lot, however, dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom, which means that he became associated with the wicked of the world, who departed from the faith. They are described by the verse, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before Hashem exceedingly. Each one departed and went his own way, Abraham to the path of holiness, and Lot to the wicked. Because of this, happy are those friends who have studied Torah day and night. As they cleave to the Holy One, blessed be He, they do as Abraham did, and not as Lot. Of them it is written, but you that did cleave to Hashem your Elohim are alive, every one of you, this day. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. It is also a wake-up call for some. Questions, comments, thoughts. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, is it telling us that Abraham went to Canaan to raise sparks of holiness, whereas Lot did not? He chose the negative system and place and expected to join.
That's what it's saying. But it's a deeper level, because it's saying that the land of Canaan is the secret of the Nukvah. Now, what is the Nukvah? It's a partsuf of Malchut, meaning that it is Malchut with 10 Sefirot within the level of Malchut. And so the land of Canaan is a complete structure of all 10 Sefirot.
That's interesting. Basically, it's where creation is started, I guess.
Well, creation starts with the Kesher.
I mean, but from a physical...
The physical world, the energy flows into Zion, which is the spiritual level of the city of Jerusalem. And from Zion, it flows to the Holy of Holies, which is, even though the temple is not physically present, it's conceptually present. It's spiritually present. So the energy flows into that. Today we call it the land of Israel, but that's the mistake. Because here Abraham is being told, you're not in the land of Israel, you're in the land of Canaan. When in the Bible does the land of Israel come into being said?
Probably not till Mashiach.
Well, no, until Moses was born. It may have been when Israel was named, when Jacob was named Israel. I haven't really looked at it per se, but it's important to understand that. Abraham is not living in the land of Israel. He's living in the land of Canaan. And most of us would think, well, that's the land of Israel. We just call it a different name today. But the consciousness of the statement, the land of Israel, and the consciousness of the land of Canaan is very different. The land of Israel... is there unpin? And the land of Canaan, we're being told in this pasuk that it is the Nukvah, it is Malchut. So the same land, the same physical place, can be in both levels at different times, just as the Sefirah. As the Sefirot move relative to each other, the physical world moves relative to each other. The physical world on Shabbat, Friday night, the metaphor of what happens on Friday night is we all get into an airplane, and at the moment that the Shabbat comes in, the airplane is taking off and elevating, lifting us up to Zeran Pin. So when it says the land of Canaan, it's saying it's at the lower level. It's a complete structure. It's a Sefirah. And he's revealing as much light as he can. But Abraham is not at the level of Zeran Pin. He's connecting to Zerunpin, but he's not at the level of Zerunpin. It's like if you have a goal in your business to do X dollars a month, and this month you made it, you achieved that goal. So what's the next step in the goal? What's left if you've achieved your goal? And the answer is to maintain it at that level. Abraham does get up to Zerunpin, but he doesn't stay there.
So basically, Malchut as a physical place could be throughout this universe, basically, throughout the world. There's a Malchut. It's just in different locations at the same time. Because when Jacob was out traveling and then start being called Israel until later, he was not in the land of Israel. He was on his way, right?
Jacob does not become connected to Zerunpin until he is named Israel.
Right. But was he in the land in Jerusalem or Malchut with the complete structure at that point?
Well, Jacob, when Jacob and Esau were born, they were born in Beersheba, the south of Israel, the south of Canaan. And Jacob needed to go through his process, and until he had the 12 sons, the 12 tribes, the land of Israel was not complete.
Right.
So Jacob could touch Zerunpin. He could connect to Zerunpin, but he couldn't stay there. But then after Jacob becomes Israel, later in the Torah, after that, it says that he was Jacob.
Right, he was interchangeable. Okay. Jacob,
once
Israel,
you,
back.
You, so that's the... That was a problem for the sages of the Kabbalah to explain why is he Jacob even after he is connected to Zerunpin, after he becomes Israel. And the answer is sometimes Zerunpin goes down to Malchut, and sometimes Malchut rises to Zerunpin. But Jacob always was at the level, once he was named Israel, he was always at the level of Zerunpin. But the difference in the language is, he's called Jacob after that point, then he's being told that Malchut is rising to Zerunpin. That's why he's called Jacob. But if he's called Israel, it means that Zerunpin is falling to Malchut. But once the 12 tribes were consistent, they were there physically, then Zerantin and Malchut were always in unity. Sometimes we can see the unity and we know it's true, and other times we don't. We don't see it. And yes, Malchut, you are correct. There is a spiritual Malchut. And then there is the physical world. But isn't the physical world Malchut? The answer is yes. But in what frame of reference are you speaking? Malchut is something spiritual. The physical world is something physical. We always have to discuss the frame of reference.
Well, let me ask you this. When the 12th, when not all 12 sons, I mean, Joseph was in Egypt, but when the 11 sons went to Egypt, they were not present in the spiritual Malchut because they traveled outside the land, right?
Correct.
So there is no unity. There was no unity there when they moved out. And then when Jacob moved from, or Israel, moved from the land to Egypt, did he bring the Malchut spiritual world with him?
He brought the spiritual world of Zerantin to be unified with Malchut in the physical world of Mitzrayim.
Okay. So there was still unity there.
That's why it says those 22 years in Egypt were the best years of his life, and those were the good years. Because Zerantin and Malchut were unified and in the physical world called Mitzrayim.
Mm-hmm.
Mitzrayim means a narrow place, a narrow, you know the song, which I don't sing it well, but the whole world is a narrow bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know that song? It's one of Rabbi Nachman's. One of Rabbi Nachman's songs. I can't ever remember tunes, so.
Okay. I'll look it up.
But it's the word for narrow is Mitzrayim, Mitzar, in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And so the physical world is a narrow place. Now we think of it as a huge place. But in fact, it's very narrow. It's very limiting because it has no light of its own. And yet we're constantly being told, well, Malchut is the physical world. But you have to say, is Malchut the physical world when it's united with Zerantin, or it's the physical world when it's not united with Zerantin?
Hmm. Well, it could be it's whatever conscious mind you have, I guess, at the moment.
It is going to depend on the consciousness of each individual person.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, it can be Zerantin and Malchut in the physical location that you're at. And the person right next to you, even your spouse, they can have the consciousness that they're in Malchut and not unified with Zerantin. Or they can have the same consciousness you do. And that's why we have to stress all the time, speak in terms of relativity.
Is that where Abraham traveled along the way? The footsteps that he made, the boundaries, I guess. He was bringing Malkut and Zerampan together in unity as he walked through.
As he walks through the land, as he walks through the physical land, he's uniting each location in the physical land.
He's uniting Malkut. Okay.
Correct. He's uniting it with. He's connecting that physical location to the spiritual location. That is the correct branch of the tree. Zerampin is the tree of life.
Right.
He was connecting the physical location to the correct spiritual location so that the flow of energy could be produced. If he hadn't walked through the land, then those locations would not have been connected to their spiritual root.
But the true temple location is in Jerusalem or Canaan?
The true today or then?
Then.
Then it was the place that he dreamed the bladder that went from the earth to the heavens. That dream was indicating the connection between the Malchut and Zerampin. The Torah says that the ladder went from the earth. I don't remember if it says the earth, meaning the Eretz Chanan, or it just says the earth, Eretz. But it was connecting, the ladder was connecting between Zerampin and Malchut. And that is the location. Tradition teaches us that's the location between.
What? And that's where Jacob and Isaac and Abraham built the altar. That is the location. That is the connection, the spiritual connection.
Yes. Between
okay.
Zerampin and Malchut, between Zion and Malchut.
Right, okay.
Not between Zion and Jerusalem.
Okay.
But that physical location, this is the discussion that people have, that they keep saying, well, we've got the mosque on top of the Temple Mount. And so something has to happen to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
But other people say, no, that's not the mount anymore. That's not the location anymore. That God will choose another location for the third temple. There's going to be a big earthquake, and Mount Sinai and Mount Hermon and Mount Moriah are going to come together into one mountain. And that will be the site of the third temple. So all of this stress and arguments that are going on over the Temple Mount is really unnecessary. It just shows that even within the religious communities, people can lack faith in Hashem. That Satan can whip up arguments and conflicts when none need to exist.
I'm going to have to hang up. I've got someone here to help with my printer. And didn't know when he was coming, so I'm going to have to hang up.
Well, we're about out of time anyway. So if you want to continue this, we have questions and answers tonight. So bring your questions.
Okay.
If it's this one or something else.
Okay.
You all have a good evening.
Thank you.
Okay. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.